Now, when you're buying things, wow, this is so very important. When next time you go out to buy something, or think of some major purchase you've made, a home or a car, wouldn't you have liked to have known ahead of time what their lowest price was? Wouldn't you have liked to have been able to influence them and say, you know, let's come down to this price. This is a fair price. This is what I can pay. Look at all the money you would have saved had you known exactly the price that they would come down to. Not too long ago, my mom was buying a home, and we remote viewed and influenced the salesperson before we got there. So in the middle of negotiations, we had come upon a figure. She asked me to get the figure, so I got the figure. And in the middle of negotiations, it became obvious that my figure was correct. Even though they were asking for 25% more on the price, when we finally finished the paperwork and everything, the price was $240-something different than what I remote viewed. Again, that saved us about $3,000 or $4,000 in buying. So when you're buying, you can also influence people to sell to you and to sell to you then and sell to you at a good price. You can remotely sense the product. You can check it out. Take it for an intuitive test drive. You can actually visualize yourself using the product down the road and how it'll benefit you. Thomas Edison was at a dinner one night, and he jumped as if he was startled. And they asked him, what happened? And he says, oh, the last bearing just broke. They said, what are you talking about? And he said, I have to build a giant bearing for a power plant to make electricity. And no one has ever built a bearing this big. And I had three designs. So I went deep into my mind. And of course, Thomas Edison trained himself to sleep without losing consciousness by holding an iron ball. So I went deep into my mind and I built the three bearings in my mind and I started them moving. And I looked over there to the calendar and I sped up the calendar so that one day equals 1 year. And the last bearing went out and it's been 15 days. So that's the bearing I'm going to build. And that bearing, eventually, after he built it, he put it in there, it lasted 15 years and went out. So you can test drive your products. You can see yourself down the road and you set it up, the picture, okay, I'm using it, and see what your intuition impresses on it. You can use remote influence when you're interviewing for a job. My mom is 78 years old, and she can get a job in 2 or 3 days. Because before she goes for the interview, she remote views the building, finds out who's going to do the interview. She loves to get a name. If she can't, she remote views the building, finds out who's going to do the interview, and then influences them ahead of time. She talks to them. She finds out, what are you looking for in an employee? What do you like? What do you not like? And she talks to them and tells them how much she cares about the company and how well she's going to perform and how well she'll get along with everyone else and how proud everyone will be that they hired the 78-year-old woman. And when she shows up, she said it goes just like the script. And at the end of the interview, they tend to use some of the words as they're hiring her that she had programmed in with her remote influence. You can use remote influence when you're borrowing money. The banker is hired to protect the bank's money and have full confidence that you'll pay this money back. So you can remotely talk to the banker before you get there and tell him what your intentions are and share with him on a deep level of mind. You see, most people in business depend on a form of communication that's verbal or written. It goes through the physical senses. People deal with it with the left hemisphere. And you have another avenue, another line of communication. You've got that hotline right to where they live, down deep, where they feel. They'll do business with you. I've had people say, I'm doing business with you. I don't really know why, but it seems like you're the guy to do business with.